The next LOS requires us to explain the NPV profile, compare the NPV and IRR methods when evaluating independent and mutually exclusive projects, and describe the problems associated with each of the evaluation methods. A project's NPV profile is a graph that shows a project's NPV for different discount rates. The discount rates are on the x-axis of the NPV profile, and the corresponding net present values are plotted on the y-axis. The project's IRRs are the discount rates where the NPV profiles intersect the x-axis, since these are the discount rates for which NPV equals zero. Recall that the IRR is the discount rate that results in an NPV of zero. If we draw NPV profiles for the two projects in our example, their NPV profiles intersect. They intersect at the discount rate for which NPVs of the projects are equal, which is 7.2%. This rate at which the NPVs are equal is called the crossover rate. At discount rates below 7.2% to the left of the intersection, Project B has the greater NPV, and at discount rates above 7.2%, Project A has a greater NPV. Clearly, the discount rate used in the analysis can determine which of the two mutually exclusive projects will be accepted. The NPV profiles for projects A and B intersect because of a difference in the timing of the cash flows. The total cash inflows for Project B are $2,800, which is greater than those of Project A, which totals $2,600. Since they both have the same initial cost of $2,000, if the discount rate is zero, Project B has a greater NPV than Project A. However, the cash flows for Project B come later in the project's life. That's why the NPV of Project B falls faster than the NPV of Project A, as the discount rate increases and the NPVs are eventually equal at a discount rate of 7.2%. At discount rates above 7.2%, the fact that the total cash flows of Project B are greater in nominal dollars is overridden by the fact that Project B's cash flows come later in the project's life than those of Project A. There are relative advantages and disadvantages of the NPV and IRR methods. A key advantage of NPV is that it is a direct measure of the expected increase in the value of the firm. NPV is the theoretically best method. Its main weakness is that it does not include any consideration of the size of the project. For example, an NPV of $100 is great for a project costing $100, but not so great for a project costing $1 million. A key advantage of IRR is that it measures profitability as a percentage, showing the return on each dollar invested. The IRR provides information on the margin of safety that the NPV does not. From the IRR, we can tell how much below the IRR, or the estimated return, the actual project return could fall, in percentage terms, before the project becomes uneconomic and has a negative NPV. The disadvantages of the IRR method are the possibility of producing rankings of mutually exclusive projects different from those from NPV analysis, and the possibility that there are multiple IRRs or no IRR for a project. Consider two projects with an initial investment of 1,000 euros and a required rate of return of 10%. Project X will generate cash inflows of 500 euros at the end of each of the next 5 years. Project Y will generate a single cash flow of 4,000 euros at the end of the 5th year. Project X has an NPV of 895 euros and an IRR of 41%. Project Y has an NPV of 1,484 euros and an IRR of 32%. Project X has a higher IRR, but Project Y has a higher NPV. Which is the better project? If Project X is selected, the firm will be worth 895 euros more because the present value of the expected cash flows is 895 euros more than the initial cost of the project. Project Y, however, is expected to increase the value of the firm by 1,484 euros. Project Y is the better project. Because NPV measures the expected increase in wealth from undertaking a project, NPV is the only acceptable criterion when ranking projects. Another reason, besides cash flow timing differences that NPV and IRR may give conflicting project rankings, is differences in project size. Consider two projects, one with an initial outlay of $100,000 and one with an initial outlay of $1 million. The smaller project may have a higher IRR, but the increase in firm value, the NPV, may be small compared to the increase in firm value of the larger project, even though its IRR is lower. It is sometimes said that the NPV method implicitly assumes that project cash flows can be reinvested at the discount rate used to calculate NPV. This is a realistic assumption, since it is reasonable to assume that project cash flows could be used to reduce the firm's capital requirements. Any funds that are used to reduce the firm's capital requirements allow the firm to avoid the cost of capital on those funds. Just by reducing its equity capital and debt, the firm could earn its cost of capital on funds used to reduce its capital requirements. If we were to rank projects by their IRRs, we would be implicitly assuming that project cash flows could be reinvested at the project's IRR. This is unrealistic, and strictly speaking, if the firm could earn that rate on invested funds, that rate should be the one used to discount project cash flows. If a project has cash outflows during its life or at the end of its life, in addition to its initial cash outflow, the project is said to have an unconventional cash flow pattern. Projects with such cash flows may have more than one IRR, because there may be more than one discount rate that will produce an NPV equal to zero. It is also possible to have a project where there is no discount rate that results in a zero NPV. That is, the project does not have an IRR. A project with no IRR may actually be a profitable project. The lack of an IRR results from the project having unconventional cash flows, where mathematically no IRR exists. NPV does not have this problem and produces theoretically correct decisions for projects with unconventional cash flow patterns. Neither of these problems can arise with the NPV method. If a project has non-normal cash flows, the NPV method will give the appropriate accept or reject decision. Our last LOS for this topic review is to describe expected relations among an investment's NPV, company value, and share price. Since the NPV method is a direct measure of the expected change in firm value from undertaking a capital project, it is also the criterion most related to stock prices. In theory, a positive NPV project should cause a proportionate increase in a company's stock price. For example, a printing company is investing $500 million in new printing equipment. The present value of the future after-tax cash flows resulting from the equipment is $750 million. The company has 100 million shares outstanding, with a current market price of $45 per share. Assuming that this project is new information and is independent of other expectations about the company, we can calculate the effect of the new equipment on the value of the company and the effect on the stock price. The NPV of the new printing equipment project is equal to $750 million minus $500 million, or $250 million. The value of company prior to new equipment project is 100 million shares times $45 per share, which equals $4.5 billion. The value of the company after the new equipment project is $4.5 billion plus $250 million, which equals $4.75 billion. The price per share after new equipment project equals $4.75 billion divided by 100 million shares, which equals $47.50. The stock price should increase from $45 per share to $47.50 per share as a result of the project. In reality, the impact of a project on the company's stock price is more complicated than the previous example. A company's stock price is a function of the present value of its expected future earnings stream. As a result, changes in the stock price will result more from changes in expectations about a firm's positive NPV projects. If a company announces a project for which managers expect a positive NPV, but analysts expect a lower level of profitability from the project than the company does, the stock price may actually drop on the announcement. As another example, a project announcement may be taken as a signal about other future capital projects, raising expectations and resulting in a stock price increase that is much greater than what the NPV of the announced project would justify.